I will try to say the same things, or maybe in some cases different things, but in a different format. So I decided to organize this presentation along the history of five institutions, which were, of course, state-owned institutions, as everything at that time in Hungary. And in the first three decades of computing, that means until the end of the 80s, they were in some sense dominating the computer scene in Hungary. And I will tell something about these five institutions, and this may more or less cover the history of computing in Hungary. These are the five institutions. One is the Institute of the Academy of Sciences. The second one was started belonging to the Central Statistical Office and then became an independent company. The third one is against the Physical Research Institute of the Academy of Sciences, which went into computing. I will tell you how. The fourth one was established by the National Committee for Technology Development, who was in charge of the Unified System Program in Hungary. And the fifth one is Videoton, which was a factory. So I will tell you about these five institutions, but it doesn't cover everything, so I will say a few words about three outstanding personalities of computing. One is László Kozma. I will tell who is he. László Kalmár, you have heard quite a lot about him during today because he was the founding father of all everything here in Szeged. And Árpád Klacsmányi, you have seen his computer, AMG 830, upstairs, but I will say a few words about it. And finally, I would like to say a few words about what happened with these five institutions during this quarter of century, which was spent after 90 now. And it is an interesting thing to have. So that is the story. The first I will start with the story of the first computer in Hungary. And we have heard quite a lot of different stories about first computers in different countries. Maybe our story, the beginning of our story is might be interesting, because the computing life in Hungary started in a prison. Because in 1953, some inmates of the Budapest, one of the prisons in Budapest, who was working in the engineering bureau of that prison, and therefore they had better access to Western professional literature than those colleagues who were outside the prison. So they decided that computing is such an important thing and formulated a letter to the Academy of Sciences, Hungarian Academy of Sciences, proposing that a computer is to be built, and they offered their services to design this computer and asked the academy to help to implement this design. And this letter was sent by the prison management normally to the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, and they got a polite answer that the Academy of Sciences has no resources to do anything in this, and that would be the end. But maybe a few months later, it's not on the slide, but I tell that as early as in beginning of 54, research group, not that one, but another one, was established at the Academy of Sciences about studying computers, so maybe it was not a coincidence. And it happened to be that when in 55, one of the authors of the letter came out of prison, he was made the head of this research group. And in 56, beginning of 56, this cybernetic research group of the Academy of Sciences was established. We have heard from Vladimir about the name of cybernetics as used as for computing and how it was used or not used and how is it not used anyway anymore. And the task was to produce, to have a computer for Hungary. They ordered Ural from the Soviet Union. They made a contract, but in the autumn of 56, some political things did happen in Hungary, and as a result, after that, the Russian Foreign Trade Organization refused to honor this contract, so they didn't deliver the Ural, and in that time, the problem was to solve, and it was solved in an interesting way. And for that purpose, I have to go say a few words about the prehistory of Russian computing, which is something has been said about it by Vladimir this morning, but I will say a few more words. He mentioned this first patent of Bruk and Rameev, then the building of the first Russian computer, the M1, was started there, and it was ready at 55. Then continuation, the M2, was built, and this was really the workhorse of Soviet computing for several years. Many interesting problems were solved only on that. And in the same time, in the group of Bruk, they decided to make another machine, the M3, intended for smaller users. And the two closest students of Bruk were Kartsev and Matyuhin. And Rameev was already not there because he went into the army at that time and then didn't return to the Bruk group. And so Kartsev made M2, Matyuhin made M3, but there was a bureaucratic problem that M3 was made without an official ukaz. So it didn't appear in the plans. So when the acceptance of the machine was, did take place, and the bureaucrats said that it cannot be accepted because it doesn't exist officially. And that is why it was not put into mass production until 59, but it was spread through informal academic channels. And that was our big chance, because through some contacts, we could receive the documentation of M3, not through the commercial channels, but through academic cooperation channels. And it was the solution of the problem how a computer will be built in Hungary. And in the same time, the M3 went to Tallinn, went to Yerevan, went to Beijing. And in Yerevan, even it was the basis of the Razdan family. The documentation of M3 was used as basis of the Razdan family. And then in 59, mass production in Minsk has started. So in 59 and 50, from 57 to 59, we started to build M3. It was built from the documentation, but many improvements has been made. Very interesting story of this, of the building of this machine, but I couldn't go into that for time reasons. And in starting from 70, it started to work really. First applications came as scientific technical calculations. A very important line of applications were economic calculations, especially macroeconomic calculations. Especially in that time was the intersectorial balance of the economy, it's called also input-output tables in economic literature, and it was one of our first tasks to invert a 40 by 40 matrix, which our economists put together. Well, it is would be a very easy task even at that level of computing, except the fact that, as we have heard, the memory of M3 was this magnetic drum memory, as Vasile was talking about. It did contain 1,024 words, and 40 by 40 is a little bit more than 1,000. So we had to solve this problem, how to invert the matrix when the matrix couldn't be accommodated into the memory. But it was solved, and a lot of first applications came, and then this research group from cybernetics successfully got rid of the name of cybernetics. It was renamed to Computing Center of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. Later, in 65, received the URAL II. In 70, they received the CDC 3300. And then in 72, they merged with another institute of the Academy of Sciences, and the Computer and Automation Institute, in Hungarian short name STAKI, was created, which was at that time, and we'll see later, is still the leading organization of computer-oriented research and development in Hungary. So that is shortly the story of the first component. Now the second topic is computer applications. Here, I can mention our tradition of punched card equipment. We have heard that IBM Hungary did exist since 36, and it did exist without any interaction during the Second World War, during the Cold War, and as an American-owned company, which is an interesting achievement. And so there was traditions of punch card data processing, and it generated a lot of computer applications as well. And as in the socialist system, everything had to be coordinated by some of the ministries. The Central Statistical Office received the task of coordination of computer applications, because they were in charge of the punch card data processing, so it was extended to all computer applications. And that is why in 65 they established the first market-oriented or market-oriented development organization, which was called Infelor. It was something like a software house now. In 75 it was renamed, not very successfully, to Computer Research Institute. And a lot of interesting development tasks were going on there. And there are some of these interesting software projects which was performed there, starting from basic software for the Hungarian EMG 830 computer, which was mentioned earlier, then data processing, industrial process control system for PAX, which is our nuclear power station, and so on. And it was interesting that it was really a kind of market-oriented organization, because earlier all this type of task was performed by the accounting bureaus of the ministries, and every problem should be solved in the bureau which belongs to that ministry. And this Infelor has a free license to take jobs from every part of the industry. And also, the statistical office built a whole empire of computer application-oriented institutions. Most important was the education and training. and they got a large UNDP grant to develop the computer education in Hungary. Control Data was instrumental in that, and all the, these people were trained in Control Data courses. So this organization called SAMOK was established, and there were companies for services and so on. And in 82, they were united into a giant company called Computer Applications and Service Company, in Hungarian abbreviation SAMOK, and this was the second component of our story. Now, the third component has an interesting story because it is was a mini computer family development, and it was done at the Central Research Institute of Physics, because it was a normal physical research institute with a nuclear reactor and so on, and they needed some instruments, so they made a strong electronics department. And in the mid-60s, they recognized that for this measurement automation, they would need computers, and computers with a wide range of application software. So they decided to have compatibility with the leading mini-computer family, the digital equipment PDP family, and with reverse engineering and many original solutions, they made copies of the of different PDP family computers. And for this measurement automation purposes, but soon they realized that it can be used in many other places. But for political reasons, they were not allowed to call it computers. So they did call it stored program analyzers, and in Hungarian abbreviation is TPA, and that is the name this family was became famous for. And here you can see the types and type of products, the compatibility with the PDP family, and the numbers produced. Altogether it was about 1,500 PDP computers sold all around the world. And one of them was not a PDP compatible, but an original design, which was also very successful, but it was produced in less numbers. And it was applied in those areas. And it was sold to all of the countries which are represented here. And even in the United States, some of them came there. And I mentioned the Luxembourg Institute of IASA. It was a TPA head, 670 was there as a basis of their networking activity. So this is the third component. Now the unified system came in. And you have heard this story already. But Hungary decided to participate with the smallest member of this family and with a non-IBM compatible one. There were some arguments why the smallest family should not be IBM compatible. It was not true, but at the beginning it was accepted. And we did it with a computer produced under French license. As we have heard, French were willing to give licenses more than other countries. And the CDZ Mitra 15 was the license. And our R10 computer was produced under this license. Later, we made not very successful development of an IBM compatible R15. And what is more successful, some peripherals of Hungarian manufacturers did also come into the picture to this unified system. Now for 69, an institute to coordinate the unified efforts in Hungary had to be created, as in other countries there were such institutes. this institute called, again, I will use the Hungarian abbreviation, SKI. And it has had some tasks of coordination, which they did quite normally. But from the very beginning, they decided they cannot be successful in the cooperation if they don't have any original activity. So from the very beginning, performed significant R&D activities outside the Unified System Cooperation. And some of these are described here, including some software products which were distributed in international markets, very big results in image processing, and they had a strong cooperation with Siemens, where always the computers on the edge of embargo were received in Hungary, and they were paid by software activities, so not by money, but by work. And last but not least, they developed the first Hungarian-made personal computer family, which was called Proper 8 and later Proper 16. So it was a very strong institute, and this was a fourth component of my story. And the fifth component is about computer manufacturing. Videoton was an ammunition factory, which was established in 1938, and then later switched to telecom, radio, TV, and also to military electronics, which is important for the future. And in 1968, by a political decision, they got the task of building a computer factory. They did it from scratch. And in the same time, we will see that in EMG, there was a very good computer, the EMG 830, but for some reasons, they took away the profile from EMG and gave it to Videoton, maybe partly because of their experience in military equipment. And it was important for the computer factory. So they have a factory in Székesfehérvár, which is a town few kilometers from Budapest, and a development institute in Budapest, and they had trade representations all over the world. So they produced these computers. You see the prototype, you see the Videoton name, and the name in the unified system. You see that it's interesting that there was this VT-1005 computer, which was an original design, and also it didn't officially exist in the unified system, but they used the name R5, and this gave them the possibility of selling it successfully in the Soviet Union. And finally, they made Unix-based machines under the name of VT32. I don't know the exact figures, but several thousands of these were produced. And also, they did produce peripherals as well. And the most important peripheral which they made were the display terminals. From this, 90,000 pieces were sold all over the time. And at one time in the Soviet Union, it was so popular that in Russian professional slang, instead of display terminal, they said videoton. It became a common word there. And they also made line printers, laser printers, optical disc, and they made a not very successful experiment in making personal computers as well. It was not a success. So here you can see the product mix, mostly computers, half of them, and other half is software and peripherals. So these were very shortly the story of these five institutions. And I understand I will make short. But I promised to talk about three outstanding personalities. And first is László Kozma, who started to be interested in computers already in the late 30s, because he did work at Bell Laboratory in Belgium and on telephone exchanges. And for some reason, they had the task to try to make computing equipment based on relays. There were stories that it was connected with English air defense or so, but I don't know the story. So it is fact that he had several patents at that time. He even built a kind of relay computer at that time, but when the Germans came into Belgium, then his computer was put on a ship and being sent to the United States, but the ship was destroyed. So after in the early 40s, he came back to Hungary just in time to be put by the Germans in a concentration camp. Coming back from the camp, he was a leading personality in the Hungarian electrical industry, just in time to be sent into prison. And he was also one of the authors of the letter in the prison. And after that, he became a professor at Technical University. And in 1955, built practically the first computer in Hungary, but it was a relay-based computer called MESS-1. It was used only for educational purposes. But it was a very interesting thing. So the next personality is László Kalmár. I won't say many things about it because you have heard it. So started the computer education. I have learned a word from Vasile Evangelist. And he was an evangelist of computing in Hungary. And it is interesting that he outlined some principles of a formula-based computer, and he had cooperation with Kiev, with Gluchkov's group, and some of his ideas were realized in the Mir family of computers in Kiev. Now, as Vasile mentioned, sometime in 96, IEEE Computer Society awarded some people with this posthumous Pioneer Award, and these two people received this award from Hungary. The third one is Árpád Klacsmányi, who is, maybe you have seen, he also upstairs at the exhibition, because he was the developer of the only original designed computer in Hungary, and this EMG 830. And it was a very interesting modular architecture and an interesting software system also, which was developed under his personal instructions. But for some reasons, which I outlined earlier, they manufactured 15 configurations, which was used quite success. And it was stopped at EMG, and he worked in other fields later. So now what happened with these institutions? Stucky is developing without any interruptions. He is the leading institution. He is the EU Center of Excellence since 2002. And just next week, they will celebrate their 50 years anniversary with a big celebration at the Academy of Sciences. SAMAC has a different story. It was privatized in the early 90s. Then everything was privatized in Hungary. And all other profiles except education was lost. But in education, it's still a leading institution for adult education. And for that purposes, it is still existing. KFK AI story is also interesting. There was an episode that when digital equipment wanted to come into Hungary, digital equipment whose computers were copied by KFKI. They made a joint venture in Hungary with KFKI and Samalk, and they employed quite a lot of people who were instrumental in making this copying of PDP equipment. They were working for Digital Hungary. After that, there was a split became there, that parts of the KFKI computer people who were in charge of development work were privatized their company by a management buyout, and the KFKI Incorporated became the successful system development company in the 90s, and now it is owned by Hungarian Telecom. And the other part, which remained in KFKI, has a very successful computer center, and in last year they opened the biggest data center in Europe in cooperation with CERN. Just two more things. SKI, the Coordination Institute for Unified System Things, were completely dissolved in the early 90s without any privatization, without any continuation, but some of its spin-off companies survived. One was a successful software house which went to the KFKI part, and the other, Recognita, is a, they had a successful product, and now it is a subsidiary of the Nuance Communications, which is a leader in intelligent interfaces, and a subsidiary doing most of the development work of the company here in Budapest. Videoton also has an interesting story that all computer-related activities have stopped in 1990. They privatized the company in 1991 and completely reorganized it. But reorganized in such a way that they are still existing and they're providing infrastructure and services for manufacturing. And they are becoming the largest electronic manufacturing service provider in Europe. And in some time, they offered their services to IBM, and most of the IBM hard disk production was made in Székesfehérvár in Videoton's premises. So that is the story, and I have much more, but I won't tell about it now.
Thank you, Kali. Thank you for taking us down.
Just one more thing. I have these two useful links for you. So if you want to see what IT history activities are going on in Hungary, you can see the homepage of this. Information Technology History Forum of the, John von Neumann Society, and Vladimir mentioned the book of Malinowski, the old one, which was published in 95-96 in Kiev, and lately the English translation of this book appeared on the internet, and this address it is available, and it is very, very interesting reading.
Thank you. So.